right now. We're going to see if we can help Joanne, who is in, let's see, North Carolina. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, I understand that that you don't like to sit around, that you like to get things done. Tell us what's going on there.
I'm a retired teacher, and I like to do things myself to get it right. Danny, I have a front porch with pickets, and the nails, it's been painted a couple of times. The nails are sticking out at the bottom of the pickets, and they're rusty. And I want to paint the porch and get it right this time and make sure that that rust doesn't come through anymore.
Okay.
Do I need to sand them with just regular sandpaper or use a wire brush? I have a little arthritis in my thumbs, and I was thinking about using a Dremel with a wire attachment and sand those nails.
Okay. All right. Well, you're on the right path, but are you saying the nails actually have backed out just slightly?
Oh, they're kind of bent over. It wasn't done properly. They're just kind of hammered into the side of the rail at the bottom.
Okay.
They're toenailed.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Well, what I would, one of the things that you may want to do is to get a nail set, just a little small tool nail set and a hammer. And if you can just recess those nails just a tad, because really on an exterior railing like that, those should not be exposed to the weather anyway.
Yeah, so, Danny, I can do that because I thought about doing that, but they are literally hammered into the side of the picket.
I see. Okay.
They're at an angle.
Okay.
And then I even thought about, could I possibly pull them out and then, you know, replace them with a galvanized nail? I can't do that either.
Okay.
They're in there to stay.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can't recess them with the, you know, because even if it's bent over, if you're able to use a nail set just to, you know, compress them just a tad, what that allows you to do is then put an exterior putty over them just a little bit. You're not talking about using very much, but basically you're just sealing them off from the exterior, then a little bit of sanding, and then you're ready to proceed with your painting. But that rust will really bleed through just about anything. But, putting that putty over just a little bit, then you're able to protect it from the rusting elements, and then you can proceed with your priming and your painting.
Oh, that is an excellent idea. I've asked tons of people and looked online, and I haven't come across that idea. The putty is an excellent idea. The pickets are close together. Is there nail sets that are long, or I don't think I can put the nail set in and have enough room to hammer it?
Yeah, it is real tricky, and that will be a challenge on that one, Joanne, to be able to reach in there and get them. But you can get one a little bit longer. Joe, I know you've dealt with that same exact scenario because, boy, those front porches, they really have to withstand a lot of the weather.
Yeah, Joanne, I had a couple of solutions. One might be, you had mentioned you have a Dremel tool. You could take the Dremel tool and cut off any nail that's sticking out a little bit, right? Because as Danny said, if this nail's exposed, doesn't matter how much paint you put over it, it's going to rust. So you could cut off any nail that's exposed, then use a hammer and nail set. Now, the one nail set that I'm not sure they make anymore, but I could find out and let you know, is it's a spring-loaded nail set. It's essentially a nail set that has two ends to it and a pretty powerful spring in the middle. And all you do is you hold the end on the nail and you stretch it out and you let it go. And it's incredibly effective. It's really a cool tool. So I could find out if that still exists. I've had them for about 10 years now, so I don't know if they still make them. But that would be one way to get in there and set the nail. But don't forget, if you can cut off any exposed nail head, you're going to have very little sticking out. You shouldn't have any sticking out. So you might be able to then putty it or tap it in even just a little bit. You won't have to tap it in more than 1/16 or 1/8 of an inch.
So no matter how much I sand and then paint over it, it's eventually going to come through.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because I'm 70 and I wanted to do this so that I wouldn't ever have to do it again. But the putty, now, is it just regular exterior putty?
Yes.
Yes, you can just use regular exterior grade putty, and it's pretty pliable. And again, you won't be using much of it, but that'll kind of block it from being able to be exposed to the weather.
Oh, that is an excellent idea. I will tackle that. I'll send you an email and let you know how it came out.
And Joanne, if I find the name of that spring-loaded nail set, if it still exists, I'll let our producer Brandon know, and he'll get in touch with you. Okay.
Oh, great! I never heard of the spring-loaded. That would be wonderful.
I've been keeping it a secret from Danny because he steals my tools.
Well, Joanne, thanks so much for being a part of the radio show with us today, and we're glad to help you any way we can. And, hey, thanks for watching our television show, and certainly hope you and your husband have a great weekend.